crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Oh, good morning, Cam.
Good morning, good morning.
Now, I'm assuming Nirvana Bleach is on the shelf constantly.
Sure is,
at
yeah.
Southbound Records.
It's a big one. That one, always in stock.
Always selling that little record, eh?
Oh, yeah, and for good reason. Great record.
Now, this morning, what is fresh on the shelf at Southbound Records?
Today, big day, big Friday. Mm-hmm. Ghostface Killah is the first one we've got in 36 seasons. This album came out in 2014 originally, but we've got a really, really beautiful little package here. A couple of different versions, but this one here is the 2LP Turquoise Marble Vinyl Edition.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the, it's the 10th anniversary, I'll say that as well.
10th anniversary of this record?
Of this record, yeah.
Okay.
It's got a lot of lore around this album. It's kind of like a parallel album to 12 Reasons to Die. And that fills in because it's got a little comic book in there, 16 pages of it. So that's a cool little add-on. Yeah, comic book. It's got the beautiful turquoise vinyl, some great collaborations on this album. AZ, Pharaoh Monch on there. The track we've got is Candace Springs is on this one. It's a really, really beautiful track. But again, this one is on 2LP and it is available now.
Excellent. Let's hear it. Oh, so we're going to play Love Don't Live Here No More.
Love Don't Live Here No More.
Let's drop that needle and hopefully we've got the 1200s up.
Wearing my robes, weighing you out. I know I was gone, but damn, I I just can't get it, baby. But I loved you though, man. And I still do though.
Oh shit. This nigga's home.
Ghostface Killer. Love Don't Live Here No More from 36 Seasons.
36 Seasons, that one with Candace Springs.
Ages ago, I won tickets to go and see Ghostface Killer at the Power Station, thanks to BFM.
Ah.
And I tell you what, it was so good.
Yeah?
I can't tell you what year it was. I know he's played the Power Station a bunch of times, but it was so good.
Around then, do you reckon?
Maybe it would be before. Maybe it was, I reckon it's probably a bit before that album came out. But I mean, every time I've seen, like, apart from Jizza, one time I saw Jizza at FUBAR, cool. And might have had a few too many drinks.
Mm.
But every other time I've seen the Wu-Tang Clan, it's just or someone from Wu-Tang, it's just been so good.
Oh, man.
They're the best. Yeah. Wu-Tang are the best. That's true.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, what's next?
Next one, we got Sextile, their brand new album out today. Very, very excited about this one. It's on Sacred Bones.
Ooh, Sacred Bones, yes.
We love Sacred Bones. This one, LA-based duo/trio/rotating band members, so it's kind of a bit of a muchness sometimes. This is their fourth album, and I believe their first on Sacred Bones. I'm not too sure, but this is a really, really cool album. It's kind of like very gritty, early 2000s kind of like rave pop mix, but there's kind of like a bit of electronic punk in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really, really great mix. Again, very early 2000s in the best way. The kind of stuff you'd hear on like those very early 2000s, like Skins and things like that, mm-hmm. those shows. Just a very exciting sound and such a good one to listen to in the morning. I was actually listening to it on the way in and it really gets you pumped out for the day. So this one, it's called Freak Eyes, the third track on the album. Let's give it a go.
Album is called Yes Please.
That's
and
the
album is out today.
Out today,
it's
yeah.
out today.
On the shelves. At Southbound Records. I'm
You are 100% correct, like putting a timestamp on early 2000s on that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you
like
definitely hear that one.
Rapture-y, kind of that sort of punky rave stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Love it, though. So okay. Good. Very hype. And again, great for the morning.
Excellent. Just excellent. What you need. Now, a record that I have been looking forward to, Viagra Boys.
Yeah, Viagra Boys. It's kind of self-titled, but they've put a weird space in between Viagra Boys. This one is, we were just talking about how cool these guys are. They're very out there. There's lots of kind of different vibes. We were talking about how they have like a country punk song on this record. And you were talking about a song, Sports.
Oh, this is off an old record. Yeah, like stone cold BFM classic song. Yeah. Sports, Viagra Boys, Sports. What a tune. Yeah. What an excellent video. They do pretty good videos as well.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, they do it with a sense of humor and they do it pretty whack, yeah. But pretty punk and just rad everything. I played some Viagra Boys. They've got some great live tunes which are out on a live record. They're pretty solid. Mm. They've been to Australia a bunch of times. They're down in Australia last year, and I think a few people over here tried to get them to do a show in New Zealand, but they haven't come here yet. I just want to see them so bad.
Maybe this time. Hopefully
next time. Maybe on this album. Apparently. We might even get an interview with them, hopefully. Knock on wood.
But great album. I think this is their first one since they've departed from their Year label, which is a label that has like Young Lean and Tyboy Digital and stuff like that on it.
So is this your own label?
I believe this is on their own label, yeah. It's
Shrimp Tech?
Yes. And I'm assuming that's them because yes. That sounds very Viagra Boys-esque. But yeah, again, they have some like cool, like a lot of this album is very... very punk, kind of akin to like kind of Idols kind of sound.
Yeah.
And then then they throw in some cow punk, like some country punk in there as well, which is really great on that song Pyramid of Health, which is really great. But we're gonna play Man Made of Meat today.
Brand new Viagra Boys on the shelf at Southbound Records.
Feels great. I don't want to pay for any of them. Clothes and food and drugs for free. If it was 1970,
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, Cam from Southbound Records, what are the records that are on the shelf once again?
We just heard Viagra Boys, brand new album, on the shelf. We got Sextile, Yes Please, brand new one from them, also on the shelf. And also on the shelf, Ghostface Killah, 36 Seasons.
10th anniversary reissue.
Yeah, on beautiful turquoise marble vinyl.
With a, what you said, like a, with a comic book in there.
With a comic book in there, yeah, 16-page okay. comic book, so you can fill yourself in on all the Ghostface Killah lore.
All righty. Hey, thank you, Southbound Records. Just up the road from BFM, like pretty much a straight line, right next door to T. White's Bikes. Go check them out, everyone.
That's the one.
And we'll catch you next week, mate.
See you there.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.